Dumpster Divas, welcome to another episode of Dumpster Dive with me, Tom Hamlet, and my sister,
Kix Hamlet. We are here to dive into the reality TV that made us, well, the garbage we are.
I know, that's right. And expect like a mix of throwback recaps as well as chats about what we are still watching today.
Tom, are you ready to get into it?
Let's go. Merry Christmas to you. Hi, everyone. Merry Christmas. What's up,
hey.
Kix? And happy holidays if you don't celebrate Christmas.
Yes, happy holidays. Hail Satan if that's your journey as well.
Oh, that's fun. Do people who worship Satan have a version of Christmas? Do they have holidays?
No.
There has to be some holidays.
I mean, there's like pagan holidays that if that's their journey, then like the solstice and then like Krampus maybe.
I watched the Krampus movie the other day. I've never seen it.
My friends were just in Europe and they went to like a Krampus like celebration. It looked fucking sweet.
Wait, what?
Yeah. There was like streets were being like lit on fire.
Wait, someone got lit on fire?
Yes.
Just watching Grizz, for those who aren't seeing video here, Kix's cat is just staring very demonically at me as we talk about Krampus. Is Grizz Krampus?
Grizz is Krampus.
Krampus is a fun word.
He barfed a lot this morning.
What does that have to do with Krampus?
I don't know. Maybe that's why he looks so mad. It's because he doesn't feel well. But he threw up so much.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Santa, tell me if you're really there. I'm sick. I got the cold and flu that's going around the
world. Yeah, you
got
what I
right
had.
Now.
I still have it.
Yeah. I woke up in the middle of the night. Like, sometimes I have dreams that I can't like quench my thirst, and because I like get so thirsty in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. It's usually after like going out or something where I'm like super dehydrated. But last night it was because I was sleeping with my mouth wide the fuck open because I couldn't breathe through my nose. And so I kept having these dreams that I couldn't quench my thirst and I kept waking up and chugging water.
So you didn't get a good night's sleep is what you're telling
the
crowd. No, I didn't. Okay, well, I hope you feel better.
I do think Grizz is going to just straight up stare at this camera.
I
the
think
whole
he
time.
Is. He's literally. Wait, I'm going to take a picture of it.
He hasn't moved.
He hasn't moved at all. Oh, he moved a little bit there. Well, Grizz, if you know, Grizz, hey, just hear me out. If you want to hop in, if you want to like kind of contribute anything, you're welcome. Just kind of like speak your mind on some topics, okay? Okay, good talk. Well, we wanted to hop on and do a quick little holiday bonus ep. This is going to come out right on Christmas Eve or day. If you are dealing with family over the holidays and want a little respite to sit in the room and listen to your favorite siblings talk about holiday things, you've come to the right place.
You have, yes. I normally don't sound like this if it's your first time. I don't sound so sexy.
Oh, I have a husk going too. I think it's a little like, it feels like we're on Delilah AM.
Hey, Delilah.
It's Delilah.
I saw this TikTok where this girl was like, every girl when they try to, like, they lose their voice in high school and they're like, I'm just so sexy. And it's like, yeah, I never lost my voice before. And I always thought it was like cool too. So
I agree. I've never lost my voice either. I've always like had a really healthy voice.
Yeah. Us Hamlet siblings, we keep it high up.
Yeah. We have good placement.
Yes. Yeah.
Kix, what are you most excited about for the holidays?
I'm excited to honestly stop working on my holiday presents because I've been sitting over here in Santa's workshop. But I am very excited to just like go upstate and do pretty much nothing for a couple days. By a couple, I mean like 6 days straight. So
yeah, you chose a DIY route for the holidays, I have a feeling, this year, right?
Yeah, I'll show you afterwards, but it's looking very gorge.
Oh, it is gorge.
Yeah. And then,
well, tell everyone what it is. They're not going to hear this until.
Oh, this will. Yeah. Will this come out? Will mom and dad listen to this? Because it's both for them.
It's fine. Just tell them. I'll make sure that they don't hear it.
I'm making our parents Well, mom a tote that's hand embroidered, and then dad a little satchel that he can put his like
Wait,
shit in that has.
I didn't know the Diet Coke thing. That's so cute,
Yeah,
Kix.
yeah. This is what I'm panicked about because I've barely started. So.
That's so thoughtful. I'm just buying. I feel like all I did was just spend a lot of money on people. And you're putting
I
really.
spent a lot of time. You know, if I billed hourly, it would be thousands of dollars.
Well, there you go. No, that's very sweet. I think that's an awesome present idea.
What about you? What are you excited for?
Yeah, I'm excited. If we Kix and I are going upstate with our family, their mom and dad are coming in to town, and I'm most excited to have Grizz and Russ together.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I'm bringing Russell.
It's.
If those that don't know or follow me on Instagram, Russell is my dog. He is a 70-pound lab mix. He's
70
thinks
on good
he's he
days.
thinks he's a 10-pound lab mix and likes to just cuddle and snuggle. And Grizz and him grew up together in the city, just two city girls
Just two city girls.
pounding the pavement.
They haven't seen each other in years.
Yeah, since probably like
It's
2019, 18.
been almost probably 5 years. So we'll
So,
see how
well,
that
I'm excited to
goes.
see them interact, but I'm also excited to have Russell outside in
I
nature.
know.
He'll be very
It's gonna
happy.
be great.
Today we went to the pet store and I had him pick out his Christmas present.
Oh.
So we just walked the aisles and he just put his nose into the toy buckets and went and was just sniffing them. He
And it
like
was probably like the tiniest little cat toy in the
Well, he
world.
actually ended up picking out a Grinch toy and then a what's the dog? The Grinch's dog?
Max.
A Max toy. And then like I didn't realize
I
until he
don't
was
know
checking
why I pulled
out.
that out so
You did,
fast.
you
That was
did, you
really
really did.
impressive.
When I was checking out, I was like, wait, he picked out Grinch and Max of the same, it's the same lore.
Grizz is the Grinch. He is Max.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday. Today we are going to do something very special. And that is in honor of the queen. I feel like she is the queen of Christmas on Bravo.
Yeah.
And that is the one and only Dorinda Medley. We are going to list, in no particular order, our top 10 favorite moments at the Berkshires to celebrate the holidays. So we will post this list on our Instagram. So please check it out there to follow along for some adjacent content to this. And do you want me to start? Do you want to start?
I'll start.
Okay. So just give us
Why
one. Once
not?
again, no order, no order.
No
Just.
order. I'll end with a banger because I found some crazy things out while I was doing this. But the first one is my favorite moment, and it is Dorinda shoving her face in a lit birthday cake.
Yes. There's nothing like the holidays than like people just like she you are trapped when you're trapped in a house with your family and you just kind of like lose all sense of what is right and wrong. I too would probably shove my face in a birthday cake. That's lit.
Yeah. It
There was fire on it.
she committed so hard to the bit that she had to do it again, which I also really appreciated. But when I was like, I was watching, I was made my initial list, and then I was like going, I was like Googling like Berkshire's YouTube videos so I could like see if there's anything else that spurred my mind. And watching her back, I have a lot of sad feelings.
Well, sadness, why?
Because I just, she is so
Drunk,
fucked up,
angry, yeah, what?
angry. Like, there was so many like Ultimate Girls Trips things that I, because I didn't really watch the whole thing. I watched like half of it, but there's so much of it. I'm like, oh my God, she's so mean. So yeah,
Merry
welcome.
Christmas, everyone. And I
Merry
hope
Christmas.
she
But
finds her way to this episode.
I hope she does because we can talk if she wants to hash things out. But she is fucking hilarious. And as everybody knows who listens to this and loves Bravo, the Berkshires are famously also called the Berserkshires. So, and she is the root of that.
Yeah. No, I do love that birthday cake moment. I think that is a great first one. My next one is going my first one is going to be in one of the seasons she referenced this and I just this is kind of going to be my aesthetic this year for the holidays. And that is imagining that I am laying in bed with Dorinda under the covers while all of her friends are partying downstairs and she's watching Law and Order SVU. this did happen on the show.
She's
was
such
like,
an intentional woman.
She was like, I'm going to go upstairs and just kind of like watch my Law and Order while you guys kind of figure out what it is you're up to.
Yeah, yeah. I do want to know. I want to go to the house because I want to understand the size.
It's massive. They, it is on.
It must
so,
be.
So something I've heard, because I've listened to podcasts of people who've been there, and something you don't realize on the show is that it's in Great Barrington, but she has a whole, it's like an estate. So there's there's a gated entrance you don't see on the show, that like the gates open and you drive for like 5 minutes on a road to get up to the home itself. Like it's not on, it's not like you just like make a turn and you're like the house. Like you have to like go through, it's like that bridesmaid scene when they go over to Helen's house and she like gets the cocktail in the lemonade, and you know what I'm talking about? Like it's like that.
Yes, of course.
Large. And then also I believe it's like an 8-bedroom home.
It must be so big. And but it's funny that they share, some of them share rooms. So I'm like, the size is a mystery to me. I'm sure it's fucking massive.
So what's your next one?
I mean, some of mine are pretty cliche, of course.
That's okay.
But
I figured you would go more cliche, so I went more niche.
Excellent. I had that thought as well. But one of the most iconic Bravo moments of all time. A lot of them happen at the Berkshires, but mention it all is, it's hard not to mention it in this very moment because it is just the most beautiful argument between beautiful friends.
Beautiful friends, Ramona and Bethany. Beautiful friends. Well, the funny thing about mention it all is that what it's about, I feel like it's a storyline we forget about. Ramona that season tried to go onto the show and make this whole story about how like Bethany did porn.
Yeah.
And Bethany's like, no, I was in a movie once and I like was, my top was off and I was like 21 years old trying to figure out what I was doing. Like the world has seen it. I don't think you're not revealing any new information. Those are the good Bethany years.
Yes. That's what I was going to say too. Bethany at the time didn't really give a fuck. And I see where she's like, who cares? Everybody knows. Like it's not that big of a deal. And Ramona also is coming from a place that she like came from. She brought herself up, which she arguably did.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also mad. She's also mad about that because she thinks Bethany slept her way to the top.
Yes, she does say that. Slept her way to the top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. My next one is Dorinda's. So Dorinda goes all out for the holidays. Christmas is the one time of year that, and Halloween, to be honest, that I can, I sacrifice, that many people sacrifice a taste level. And like, it's okay. Like, I'm going to forgive people for that. You know what I mean? Because like, some people just like certain aesthetics for the holidays. Just looking around,
I'm looking
apartment.
Around like.
No, you have great taste. But I'm saying there are people that like just go and decorate in such peculiar ways. Like, I feel like there are people that are so together and then that you get their Christmas decorations and you're like,
whoa.
You've revealed something about yourself.
Sure. I'm literally just staring at mine like, huh.
Because I can vibe with it all. Like, I like the hominess. I like the elegant versions. I also can fuck with just like a tree with like ornaments you made when you were a kid. Like, I get all of that. But what I don't get behind though, that is always in her house that I can't stand, but it reminds me only of her, is that she has like a pink tree. It's like pink ombre'd with like blue at the top. It's so ugly. And I'm like, Dorinda, you're the queen of Christmas on Bravo. And you, of all the trees, this is the tree.
There's people that go with like pink aesthetic for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And really lean in, and I've seen it done tastefully. In hers
Where?
Isn't what I've seen. Yeah. I'm just thinking of this one influencer that literally pays someone to come like style her Christmas tree, which is such a fucking flex. And it's like pink and tan and white. And it's like kind of cute. It's not for me.
Pink and tan and white. Like the tree. What is the tree color?
The tree base is pink, but it's like a blush. And then the ornaments are like pinks, whites, and tans.
I want you to just Google Dorinda Pink Tree right now
Okay.
so you can just
I
kind of get
also
eyes
have,
on it.
speaking of this, have something we need to talk about, but
Is it like an off
hold on.
pod thing? What's happening?
No.
Oh.
Dorinda Pink Tree.
It just is a twist. It's a twist. It's so
Why is it covered
ugly.
in
Yeah,
roses?
no, I know. It's so ugly. And it doesn't scream Christmas to me at all.
But it's like, okay, so the bottom's, it's yellow, orangey, pink, purple, teal,
Yes, it's
and then
ombre.
white at the top.
Yes.
I guess it kind of matches her living room, and her living room is ugly.
Well, I know, because she
Like
has like
she's
the
a,
blue couches and
yeah,
then
but
she
it's, and
has
then
the.
like yellow and purple striped curtains. Wow.
Once again, taste can be questionable. The thing is, sometimes she wears things and I'm like, you get it. You look great. But then sometimes I'm like, what are you
What are we
doing?
doing?
Yeah, what are we doing? She is someone who really loves color, and to me, she's someone who should only ever be in earth tones.
But that's not her journey.
I know. I'm not. She is not me. I am not her. So, I can't help her there. But in my mind, I picture her in like always like in a earthy blouse and like a high-waisted pant and a
A skinny
boot.
jean.
Yeah. And just
She's always
like
in a
kind of
skinny
like
jean.
gardening outside.
Sure. I do want to talk about this a couple things. One being, have you heard about the sad beige mom on TikTok? Okay,
No.
well, it is not Bradley's aesthetic. So, hi, if you're listening, so sorry for what we're about to say. But this woman is like, you know, like the millennial beige.
Yeah.
Our dear friend Bradley's home
Well,
is like
he is
this.
more white to me. Like
Yeah,
his
it's like
home is so
white
white.
beigey. It's like that
I
Kim
don't mean his home is
Kardashian.
so white. I mean his home is decorated in the color white. Bradley is black.
So there's this woman that went viral on TikTok, and now she's being called Sad Beige Mom because she bought her daughter or child a Christmas tree toy that's like plastic, and it has ornaments that kind of like go inside of it, and you can take them off, and it has like a circle at the bottom that a train you can like pull a train around.
Kicks
Sounded
pull a
weird.
train around.
Oh my God. The second it came out of my mouth.
It's a wrap for me on that.
Oh. I'm gonna let him pull a train.
She's a mom. I guess
I
moms can
didn't
pull
mean it like
trains.
that.
Oh my God.
So, anyways, it didn't fit her aesthetic. So she painted it. She
Okay.
spray painted it. A child's toy.
She
She said,
spray
this
painted a
is,
child.
she
That's not
spray.
good for the kid, right?
No fucking way. Like, I know people went, like, there was this moment where people were like, oh, we're gonna have like wooden toys because it's like there's no toxic paint in it. This
I
woman
get it.
said, let me just spray paint it to match my aesthetic. So she
How old
spray
is the
painted the,
kid?
I have no fucking clue.
Because if it was
A
a baby,
toddler.
I honestly get it. Because a baby, yeah, I kind of, I don't
No,
get.
Tom. They have to develop things and see colors with their eyes.
They don't just
Color
wake
is
up and see
important to
color?
development. No.
Wait, so if you're colorblind, was that learned or is that nature or nurture?
That's nature. But
Okay.
you do like children need color. Like that's how our minds develop.
Got it. Okay.
So she spray painted like the whole tree part olive green instead of just a normal green that it was
Okay, that's a little
before.
weird. Yeah.
And then she spray painted each like bulb gold and white. And then the base of the tree was like a tan. So it like matched her like
I mean, that tree
aesthetic.
sounds really cute, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. It looked cute,
Yeah.
but at the same time, your kid, it doesn't give a fuck if it's olive or if it's forest or if it's Kelly green.
But this sounds like an episode of My Strange Addiction. I spray paint everything in my home. Like
It's Sad
the
Beige Mom's
fumes,
My Strange Addiction.
like she can't light a candle in that home or mama.
That child, what if, kids put things in their mouth. That's what, where my head went. I'm like, that kid's gonna put this freaking big ass like ornament in their mouth and taste spray paint.
Well, I'm thank you for teaching me about beige mom, sad
Sad
beige
beige
mom.
mom.
Dorinda is not sad beige mom.
No, opposite. Quite
Yeah.
literally the very opposite. Which brings me to my next one.
Okay.
The infamous fish room.
It's beautiful. And I think she puts like a Santa hat on the fish.
She does on Christmas like the time. Swordfish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's something so fucked up and hilarious about it to me. The way she also gets so defensive about it when people don't want to stay in there.
Well, there's one reunion where she says that the fish are like hundreds of thousands of dollars yes. each. Like the room itself is like a $1 million room. Which
because dead fish on your
should,
wall.
She should feel ashamed that that is $1 million.
Like it's not an investment to like taxidermy a fucking swordfish.
No, I don't think that does taxidermy like gain interest?
No way.
<You can't.
laughs> No way.
I mean, I'm sure there are dark areas of the web where certain taxidermy does gain interest, but you know, like
so people can fuck them or something?
No. Like like the fucked up poaching and stuff like that. Like I'm sure there's a world where people like collect really fucked up things because
right. I know
fucked,
I had a friend who had her dad had a zebra head on his wall, which is probably illegal.
We should probably cut that out. That's like very illegal. That is very illegal.
Mm-hmm. It was legally shot. Allegedly.
It was legally shot. Kicks. No. PETA. You are so scared of getting canceled over like mentioning like that you dislike a t-shirt brand and you just outed someone for shooting.
They have
a
no
zebra
idea who I'm talking about.
And putting it on their wall.
I didn't say a goddamn name.
I know, it's just funny to me. yes, the fish room is iconic. I would stay in the fish room though. Would that scare you?
Oh my gosh, when we were kids, there's no way we haven't talked about this before, so I'm so sorry. But there was in our grandma and grandpa's house, there was a room that had this horrifying tiger painting mm-hmm. or poster probably above the bed.
No, it was
and
framed. Tom, whether it was a poster or a painting.
Exactly,
it was
framed.
Yeah.
Tom would make me sleep in that room, even though I fucking hated that thing because it scared me.
The next one on my list is this one makes me laugh. Dorinda's sister Melinda, aka Santa.
That's on my list.
Okay, great. Well, I can come up with another one, but we can
talk about
this one together.
But I do want to get into this a little bit.
Because the first thing to get into is the fact that Dorinda's sister's name is Melinda.
I love it.
Dorinda and Melinda. Like, imagine Dorinda and Melinda. Like, they were birthed with the purpose of becoming, like, crotchety women of the Berkshires. You know what
also,
I mean?
Also, like, as someone whose brother is named Tom, and we call our mother Mom, the amount of annoying times I have to be like, hey, Mom, and you're like, what? And I'm like, no, Mom, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. That I can't imagine when they were kids that was easy.
Sure. Or that someone called for their grandmother Melinda and the child Melinda turned around. They're like, no, the other Melinda.
The 80-year-old Melinda, not the 6.
They're just both such old names that no one is named.
No, no one's named. Melinda is a more common name than Dorinda.
Yeah, they sound like characters in like the witches in Sleeping Beauty. What are their names? Like the little, the little
I know
witches
what you mean.
That like
yeah,
follow
the little,
her around.
The three little doodads. Yeah. They're so cute. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, and then for her to be like, Melinda, love you so much. I am now a superstar on a Bravo show. The fans mm-hmm. love me. I don't know how much I want to include you in the show, but I would love for you to come over every time we film and dress like Santa.
Well, what I'm about to share with you is going to make it even more fucked up. So in my mind, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to write that down because I thought it was niche enough, but also funny. And so then I Googled to make sure I got her name right. And this is where we got into some trouble.
What has Melinda done?
So in 2007, Melinda allegedly is accused of repeating to try to sit on a student's lap, hold hands, hug, and kiss him.
Because you've made this episode so dark around every corner.
What? We couldn't mention her without... I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You're going to bring your sister was accused of
sitting on people's laps, and now you're going to make people sit on her lap?
To a television show right. for people to Google her name and find this. Really, it literally took me no time. It was the first thing that popped up.
Melinda. You're sure it's Melinda? Also,
yes.
I would be so mad if my name was Melinda. Oh, her last name
Melinda,
isn't Medley. It isn't Medley because that's her married Medley. Name. I for a second I was like, Melinda Medley is a crazy name.
But the last name is Handlowich.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, so she is at liberty after posting a $2,500 bond. So go off.
Okay, thanks for bringing that down.
I'm sorry. I literally in my notes I said I was going to say Dorinda's sister. Everything else I have is like relatively positive.
But the, okay, well, I didn't think that was not positive. You turned it. No, the one of like the first time that she dresses like Santa, I love it because you don't know that that's her sister.
Sure.
And one of the women, I think it's Sonia, is like, I think that's a woman. I think Santa's a woman. And then they're like, who is that? And then it's revealed that it's her sister. So, Kix, what's your next one?
I have another very, very iconic, amazing, hilarious top 10 housewife quotes of all time. I cooked, I decorated, I made it nice.
Yeah.
And best. It also is in context of a cake.
A bottle of vodka.
Yeah, Grey Goose, yeah, a bottle of vodka. The way she gets so defensive about like her family and just her home. Like, I am protective of our family and our home. I was going to say, it's a little you-coded. No. I would not be yelling at someone with a bottle of vodka in my hand.
No, you wouldn't. You don't express yourself in the same way, but you would have the same feelings.
I understand where she's coming from sometimes,
right?
With because like it's like her family home. They're being rude. They're making fun of her in her own kitchen. But where it turns weird is when she starts crying because of the cake that her mom gave her.
So one of the biggest reveals in that episode is that her mom bakes a new cake and puts it on top of an old cake. She like bakes her a new birthday cake, but puts it on top of last year's cake and puts icing in between it. And I don't know. I don't really understand the tradition in that. But
it's like, is there something to like, you know, you at after 1 year, your 1 year wedding anniversary, you eat like a piece of your cake that's in the freezer. So maybe it's something like that.
Maybe. I don't know. But I do think there's a deeper issue here. And I think Dorinda, I don't struggle with this, but there are people I know that struggle with this. She is a December birthday, which I think there's a lot of feelings around. This is my birthday weekend, not Christmas time. Ignore the Christmas decorations, you know? I've never felt that, but I think because December 4th is
good. It's far enough.
Far enough removed, but like one of our friends, Sarah, she's probably listening to this. Her birthday is on Christmas.
That's tough.
It's tough. So DM Sarah, happy birthday. But part of me thinks that there's a level of that within it, right? So it's her home, but then it's also like, no one cares about my birthday. My mom did something for me. Like, yeah.
You're not six. Like at some point, like.
No, you're six. You're 60.
Yeah. Like I get the, like, I threw myself a birthday party for the first time this year since I was like 16. Mm-hmm. And it was, I felt so stressed about it. And there was 8 people there. So like,
well, there's also 8 people at this party too.
I know, but like, I won't do that again.
It was that stressful?
No, I just like, it feels weird to me to throw myself a birthday party.
I get that. I get that. I don't think it's weird though. Okay. The next one, one of the all-time greats, in my opinion, is the morning after Luann and Bethany waking up in the fish room in Christmas onesies going, water, water, we need water. They've 1,000% smoked 2 packs of ciggies. They've had approximately 5 vodka martinis. And if Dorinda's making a martini, you know it has like...
It's
3 shots in it.
It's like Russian vodka.
Yes. That like she buys in cases proof, on the black market. Yeah.
What was her... She says her quote about martinis.
Martinis are like breasts.
One is not enough.
No. What is it? Two is... It's something like two is... perfect and three is really weird. It's like no one wants that. No one wants three breasts in a room.
I'm positive she has more than two.
I'm positive she journeys into the kind of maybe four.
Yeah.
Well, Kix, what's your next one?
Well, I went through all of them because we had the shared sister one, but I did have honorable mention that I'll bring up as well. I think that we clearly are devoting a whole episode to the Berkshires, so we are putting respect on its name. But to have Ultimate Girls Trip, the Berkshires, they were there 8 nights?
Yeah, that's a long time.
It's a long fucking time, but it's also really iconic. Like, your home is so... It's haunting and berserk that you had legends, Bravo legends, come and stay at it, and it was filmed after you were quote unquote put on pause.
Yeah, well, don't say that. If you say put on pause too many times, Dorinda will show up and scream at you. Yeah, I agree. I mean, it is crazy to get to host like a show at your home, and I need another season of that, of them going back to the Berserkshires. Because it was such a, just like pure insulin to the bloodstream for me. Like, I was like, I'm alive.
It's tough. It's hilarious. And it's like, I don't know. It was just, it's a good classic tip your hat to the Berkshires kind of moment for her in my mind, but also the iconic giggling because Phaedra thought Dorinda was old enough to be
Brandy's mom. Yes, amazing.
Honestly, I should add on this list that bartender.
Yes, the bartender laughing at like the Red Inn or whatever it's called, the Great Red Inn or something like that. My last one is I always say this is a slept on moment in the Berserkshires. And that is when Jules, season 8 of Roni, Jules steps out of everyone screaming and fighting. And Jules, one season wonder, who I always say justice for Jules, goes and sits outside because she just needs to like decompress because her father is legitimately dying.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I don't know why we're fighting over who fucked who on the Upper East Side while my family is like falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
So she's sitting outside having a moment to herself. Luann is inside and Bethany is just eviscerating her about how she's now going to get engaged to Tom D'Agostino, who was also dating Sonia and Ramona at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So she storms out and goes outside and she's like, Jules, honey. And she like pulls out a cigarette. Jules says to Luann sits down. She's like, I just can't handle these women. Like, what is going on? This is crazy. And Jules says like, I don't know, but like my dad is like dying. And Luann threw her cigarette. It's just like, I just wish you could be here for me.
The Berkshires brings out the worst in all of these women.
Yes, it really does.
It's tough. I was, when you were saying that, I was also thinking about when Bethany had the intervention for Luann and they're at the Berkshires and she was like, she should be thanking me because she should be calling me the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's that season. Yeah.
Oh my God. The way she says it, it's so like, chef's kiss.
No, it really is. Also, some other things, this honorable mentions. There was also a season where we had some naked gay men cooking dinner for them.
Mm.
There's also an amazing season where Ramona spills hot chicken like juice all over Dorinda's like extremely expensive dining room table covers. The Morgan letters.
Oh my God.
Don't touch the Morgan letters. Yeah, I mean, the list goes on, but we wanted to hop on because it really puts me in the Christmas spirit.
It does. You know what? I feel like a missed opportunity for BravoCon is that dining room at the Berkshires to like recreate that dining room. It is a like every heinous thing happens in that room and then the living room.
Yeah, that living room. It's tough. It doesn't look... That's the one thing for me about the house is it doesn't look particularly cozy. Like, her bedroom looks cozy, but, like, the living spaces leave a bit to be desired for me.
It's like a mu like, you know, when you go to those like old museums and you have to like look at the furniture because it's so old, but you don't definitely don't want to
Yeah.
sit on it.
And there's a scent. You can tell there's a scent in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Well.
here we are. Well, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah has ended, but I hope everyone had a wonderful Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all the great celebrations. I hope you are celebrating with your family. And I know the holidays can be tough sometimes, so if you're having a tough one, I hope that this perked you up a little bit.
I hope
And
I certainly helped
yeah,
them.
Kix talking about poachers in Africa, and also
Alleged
lead poisoning
issues.
children, sexual assault. Yeah. Thank you for all, thank you so much for all that.
I'm here to help. I'm here to help our community.
But we will be back after the new year with some new content for you guys. I hope everyone has a great rest of the year and bye.
Bye.
That's another ep in the books. Make sure to follow me at Tom Hamlet on Instagram. And you can follow Kix.
At Kix Hamlet, that's spelled C-I-X. And make sure to follow the pod on IG at Dumpster Dive Pod. And on TikTok at Two Dumpster Divas.
Rate, review, and subscribe to us and all the pods you love on your favorite app of choice. And we will see y'all soon. Bye.
Bye.